Welcome to Exam, KBIA's weekly look into education in Mid-Missouri. I'm Sarah Kellogg. Jim Thornton has been coaching the Magic City Olympians for the past decade. KBIA's Ashley Reese followed Thornton and his team at the regional and state-level Special Olympics basketball and bowling competitions.
Get the ball, guys. Get the ball. Come on. Eyes on. Eyes on.
It's mid-afternoon and the athletes of the Magic City Olympians, a Special Olympics adult team, took the court just minutes after wolfing down their brown bag lunches. Coach Jim Thornton stands on the sidelines, shouting tips to his athletes during their first game of the state-level Special Olympics competition. Many of the athletes spent the morning bowling at Fort Leonard Wood, and the exhaustion is starting to show on their faces. Jim's been the team's coach for more than a decade now. He started coaching when his son Chris was in high school. The old Magic City Olympians coach couldn't take the team to the state competition, so Jim and his wife Kathy volunteered. From there, it's history.
Once they know that you accept them the way they are, then they accept you. And once they accept you, well, you can just be walking down the court or whatever, and they'll come up and give you a hug for no apparent reason. It's just amazing.
Aside from its usual practice and Special Olympics events, the team also meets every Wednesday at Memory Lane's bowling alley in Moberly. He says even the athletes who don't compete in bowling come out each week just to hang out with the team. Durinder Fink competes in both bowling and basketball. She's been on the team for about a year.
It's good and I like it, and it gives me time to hang out with my friends more. And it gives me stuff to do, stuff so I'm not at home bored.
Jim says his favorite thing about coaching is the athletes. The feeling is mutual. Christopher Stevens is another one of Jim's athletes. He's been on the team for almost 8 years.
I love him so much. Well, it's been like a father, a figure to me. He takes care of us, how he feels something, what's going on inside me or of our teammates too.
Jim's brother, Rick Thornton, went with the team to the state competition in Fort Leonard Wood. If he had to describe Jim in one sentence, he says it'd actually just be one word. Awesome.
He is. To do this and the much as times he put in on this, I mean, you know, we're down here 4 days and we've been up, you know, most 5 o'clock to, you know, 10 o'clock and driving down here and driving back.
Rick says Kathy deserves credit too. As husband and wife, they make a pretty good team. Rick says he knows Jim and Kathy got involved with the team because of their son, but now everything they do is for all of the athletes.
That's what Kathy was just telling me earlier. She said, we're not doing this for everybody else. We're doing it for the kids.
He also describes his brother as a second dad to many of the athletes. And Jim says that makes him feel proud.
Because I treat all of them like my kids. I don't treat them any different. I try to treat them all with the same respect that, you know, they give me.
He says even though he's been coaching some of these athletes for more than a decade, they still continue to surprise him. When the team competed in Jefferson City for the regional basketball competitions, he watched his son and other members make shots he didn't know they could make.
Seeing them do it and seeing the look on their face when they see the shock look on my face. it's just an enjoyment seeing them always do better than what they think they can do.
Jim says he'd rather coach the Magic City Olympians than a high school team.
And I don't know, maybe I have a special group. I don't know. But they're so easy to work with. They're always... And I'm thinking all of athletes are out to please their coach. I mean, don't get me wrong. I think all of them do. But it seems like these guys just go far beyond anything that they can try to do to help out.
For KBIA News, I'm Ashley Reese.
That's all for this week's exam. Thanks for listening.